Here's a thought about the difficulty with warm toning, which I fell in love with in the mid-1980s, wandering through the local camera store at one point. I was overlooking at the black and white darkroom chemistry section and discovered something called Kodak Brown Toner, and then later something called Kodak Polytoner. And the purpose of these chemicals was to tint gelatin silver materials from a neutral black and white, which actually, those of you who ever worked with gelatin silver materials know, it wasn't actually neutral. It was sort of a greenish black, which we often selenium toned into a coolish purple black. But I discovered Kodak Brown Toner and Polytoner, which would convert the greenish black to a warm toned black. And I instantly fell in love with warm tone for reasons I've discussed elsewhere. But fast forward now to today, when so many of us are doing warm tone digital images and prints. And warm toning in a digital workflow turns out to be a little bit tricky. And I've concluded that that's because brown is such a weird color. Brown is actually an amalgamation of a whole bunch of different colors and isn't a pure color in and of itself. That is to say, you will never see brown in the rainbow. Brown, in all of its manifestations, is a combination of colors. And that combination is what makes brown brown and so tricky. If you put a little too much yellow in the brown, it becomes sort of sepia-colored, or an especially warm yellowish brown, like we see in platinum-palladium prints. If the brown color has a little too much red, then it'll make a nice, lovely brown, but very high-key tones can definitely turn pinkish. And that's the issue I wanted to discuss today. It's very difficult to do warm tone, high key images that don't have a pinkish hue. And that pinkish hue is not something I'm particularly fond of. I really do like the reddish brown that we get in lens work with duotone inks, but trying to reproduce that in a digital workflow is difficult because you can make a lovely shadow that's a reddish brown, but anything in the sky or the highlights or the water that's very high key will turn into a pinkish brown, which is not very interesting. There is, however, the ability with digital workflow to make split tone images very easily. So you can easily enough make a split tone that is sort of reddish brown in the shadows and sort of yellowish brown in the highlights, and that gets rid of the pink skies. But it's something to be aware of. And what made me think of this is that when we take images from lens work that we've previously published in ink on paper duotone and simply convert them to RGB and post them on our website, every once in a while we'll see that pinkish sky that has to be corrected because it just doesn't look right. So if you're using warm tones in your digital images, this is something to be particularly aware of. And the only way I know how to solve it is to do this little split tone or use a warm tone that leans to the yellowish side of the spectrum rather than to the reddish side of the spectrum. And at least with a yellow brown, you'll never get pink skies. So unless you want and love pink skies, consider yourself warned.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.